there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, the master. Keyshawn Johnson, Dave Williams. Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Fred. Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Are you going to be okay, Key, on SiriusXM Channel 80?
Yeah, I'm all right, Freddie. They just got, they had pipes, man. Jodeci had pipes.
They could throw down. Oh. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Casey and JoJo, they could definitely throw down.
Funniest Casey and JoJo moment, Jodeci moment I ever, was when they came with Martin. When they were on Martin, at one of the episodes of Martin.
When the background singer, he thought he could. I got to bail out Casey again. And then he tries to take over and then send him back home on the bus.
All right. So y'all really Casey and JoJo fans, right? Jodeci. All right.
Okay.
Favorite Jodeci song?
For me,
my favorite Jodeci song is
it's a toss-up between Forever My Lady, their first one.
Forever My Lady.
But honestly, Stay is my favorite.
Stay is dope. Lately's cool.
Yeah, the remake of Stevie Wonder.
They really
come and talk to me.
They even remade a pop song from the 60s by the Association called Cherish. That was unbelievably good.
Cherish is tough.
Yeah, that was tough, no doubt. Even the up-tempo stuff, Fiendin', Get On Up, is really,
See, you
really
caught
good.
It, Jay. You caught it, and it was over with when you caught it.
Because freaking You came out like 95. I was like 14.
It was over.
You was in downward.
You was in junior high and all that. I'm talking about them high school.
Yeah, I was in my formative years, before high school, though.
Mm-hmm. No, you had to catch them.
I was holding hands. Let me hold your hand, girl.
You had to catch
them. She would let you, right?
Smoking when it was smoking hot, Jodeci.
When they were like dating Mary J. Blige, Jodeci.
Yeah, that was when it was cracking.
Mm-hmm.
When that 90, 89, 90, 91, 92 back then, yeah, that's when it was like.
Yeah, their first two albums.
Ridiculous.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, they took. Oh, remember they had the Uptown Unplugged on MTV? And that's when Lately first came out, when they did it on that show, when everybody from the Uptown label was on. And no one, they hadn't done it before, and they did it on that show and knocked it out. And then they want to release that record.
Okay, all right. So let's go through it then. I'm just curious, because I know y'all are going to take the side.
All right.
Who has a better catalog, Jodeci, 112?
Jodeci.
Okay.
Jodeci has a better catalog.
112's catalog ain't bad now.
No, it's not. Yeah. There's no
112 had two songs, man. Stop.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying 112's catalog is not bad.
No, it's not even close, though. It's not close.
All right, Jodeci or Usher?
I'm taking Usher on that one. His catalog. He's still.
I'm still Jodeci.
I'm Usher on that one.
Usher made confessions, man. You can't compete.
You can't compete with confessions. You can't compete with confessions.
Even 8701.
87-01.
Even that one.
I love he said 8701.
No, but that's it's not. He called it 87-01, but he said 8701 was good too.
But thing about Usher is Usher certainly had hits, but Jodeci from front to back, man.
What?
Front to back on the albums. Front to back.
I don't know, man.
They don't miss. They didn't miss.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you got it bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to call.
Even Seduction.
Come on, man. Confessions Part 2. Confessions Part 1.
Just Seduction alone, the opening part of it with the guitar and his voice in between.
Nice and slow. Yo.
Come on, man.
You make
the greatest R&B album of all time is Confessions.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm going to have to get.
I wouldn't go that far.
So let's pull that.
It's great.
Who has a better catalog, Jodeci or
like, what are y'all talking
Usher?
About? We need some U2 and Rolling Stones.
Well, there's no contest.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
My Way by Usher?
Even the remix of that. Yo. Are you kidding me? And in the video with him and Tyrese back and forth?
Come on, the girls in that video? Give me some Usher right now, man.
And the girls in that video for My Way?
Now y'all talking about the videos and stuff.
No, the song is fantastic.
What?
But come on now. Slow. Dude was 19. Hey, yo, the man. Dude was 19 when he kicked this out. 19.
So, what?
And took over from that point on.
Key, I'm telling you, this is me in college
I'm not,
now.
I'm not saying Usher wasn't fire, but I'm just saying Jodeci was a different deal.
R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Now maybe tell what you want to do with me.
It seemed like Jodeci. Every time that you roll me, hold me, trying to kick soul me nice and slow. You know, never letting go, never.
He even name checked Jodeci in that bar. Even name checked them.
And get this thing started right.
I think we'll be okay here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, 6X and Channel 80, as well as the smart speakers. Hit us up anytime you want at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Speaking of coming together when it comes to Jodeci and Usher, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, both general managers were talking at the Las Vegas Summer League. You had the Nets general manager, the Miami general manager. The question was thrown out there, okay, what's going to happen? Are these two talking, whatever that is? It's not about that, guys. We've already talked about that in terms of how you're going to be able to make this matchup, and we better come to grips with this, and this includes Kevin Durant. A trade may not happen after all because there are way too many things that would be put in place for this to actually happen, Jay, to make this work for him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody keeps jumping on all these different trade scenarios, and when you hear about KD wanting to be down in Miami, there's no doubt to me that is the best culture for him. Like, that is the best culture in basketball with Pat Riley and the way Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler and the way they control it with the owner to GM to president to all of it, Andy Ellsberg, everybody. But you have to be realistic. If KD wants to play with Kyle Lowry and Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, what are they giving up in return to Brooklyn to feel like Brooklyn is fairly compensated? Even if you add in a third team, I go back to what happened with Rudy Gobert. It set the market price.
Right.
You even had Brian Windhorst reporting the other day stating that, hey, the value may not be what people thought it was going to be for Kevin Durant. And that's a big-time question. So it puts everything back in Brooklyn's corner by saying, all right, if you can't get the value in return, I might not need to trade this asset. I might need to hold on to it, Key.
Yeah, but the problem with holding on to it is you got issues with Kevin Durant now and Kyrie Irving. You know, if you can't move him and you want him back, the fact that he requested a trade and you granted it, now, all of a sudden, because you can't get what you want, you anticipate him coming back and doing what for you? Playing a handful of games? Is his heart going to be in it? I understand, y'all, everybody is trying to educate me on he likes to play basketball and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, we all like to play our sport. But when we backed up against a wall and we got to come out swinging, we lose the love for trying to do that for you. We'll do it for ourselves, but are we going to be all in for you? We can't just let bygones be bygones. Oh, we made a mistake, all that. That doesn't work, Jay.
I get, Key, that we live in an age where the players run the NBA. I get it. I understand. I've watched that pendulum swing. But there is something to me, though, at the end of the day. You know, he signed a 4-year, $190 million contract, Key.
Don't do this to me.
I am going to do it to you because eventually, is it going to be this thing where it's like, all right, so nobody's willing to work through any troubles throughout a franchise at all now. That's what we're stating. Like, it's a bigger discussion.
So you came here,
it didn't work out the way you wanted to work out, and now you're gone because we faced a hurdle. By the way, we acquiesce. One of the main reasons that hurdle was in place is because you. So at the end of the day, I hear that players, they want to do what they want to do, and I get it. They're businessmen. But business doesn't work just one direction. It works. It's a two-way street. So I go back to ownership and GMs. If it gets to a certain point that they can't get the right value compensated back to them, why do they have to lose this whole thing?
You say you understand what the players are doing and how the players kind of run the league to a degree.
Yeah.
You understand that.
Yes,
you talked about the money that is being shelled out for the player services. When Kevin Durant went to the team and requested a trade, why didn't he get worked out then?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Why didn't the Brooklyn Nets front office work it out? Why did they have to grant the trade request?
Are you talking about Kyrie Irving?
No, Kevin Durant.
Why they grant the trade request?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Durant requested a trade. They're seeing what options are out there.
There's no option for you. That's if you want it to work out, there's no option for you. But the fact that you granted the request, now you can't get what you want. Now you're trying to make good. So when you tell me after I ask for a trade, you're going to grant it and you don't get what you want, you want to work it out, you threw me to the trash just because I asked for a trade.
But, McKee, if you want to be traded, I can be realistic and look at options. I didn't throw you to the trash. This is coming from you.
No, so, you threw me to the trash because I can nip it in the bud right then and there. We're not trading your ass.
Meaning the Brooklyn Nets. So now they don't have to acquiesce. And so you're saying, Key, that if they don't find a way to trade, they can't trade Kevin Durant, then what is that going to look like? Because
it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Okay, that's
doesn't matter if I told you at that point I can't trade, I don't want to trade you. I'm sure it was talked about multiple times. Hey, we're not sure we want to trade you, Kevin.
I'm not sure.
But Key, you're missing a lot of context. There's been a lot of conversations for multiple years about who this franchise has ran through as it relates to KD. I know that for a fact now. So I think it's been told multiple times. So just because they're going out there seeing what options are realistic doesn't mean that they actually have to go through with it, regardless of whether you like it or not.
But you don't need to go see if you want me. Why I need to go see if I want you, Jay?
Because you're trying to act like you don't want to be here.
I'm not. If I want you, you're not going anywhere. I'm not even going to flirt with somebody if I want you.
I wonder how much the Brooklyn Nets are actually trying to make a trade, hoping to maybe wait him out, because they've let it be known that it's hard to trade you, Kevin Durant, because we can't find the right salaries and trade partners and other teams to match up. I wonder how hard the Brooklyn Nets are trying to say, you know what, if we wait this guy out.
Tactic.
Yeah.
And when the Rudy Gobert stuff happened, it was like, oh, that's right. The market price? Okay. Right.
And they, if anything, that factored into the Brooklyn Nets' advantage of not moving on from Kevin Durant.
And it makes Kevin Durant and his team, okay, bring what better package is there than what Rudy Gobert got in return for probably the best player in the game right now?
Mm-hmm.
Guy who's playing like the best player in the game.
And they've not been able to find him.
Why would you, another thing before we move on to Harry Douglas, because I know he's waiting, why would you put your star player out there like that if you wasn't intending on trading him, because you knew the type of vitriol and essentially hate that he was going to receive from people shaping a narrative about a guy with rabbit ears? Why would you do that as an organization?
Where did we turn into this conversation about Brooklyn making Kevin Durant look bad? Brooklyn has done everything to acquiesce to everything that Kevin Durant and Kyrie have asked for, with the exception of signing Kyrie to a 4-year deal.
But y'all now saying,
but it's not y'all. Key, stop going to saying it's like players against owners. Like, we are former players, and like, we have to look at this a little bit objectively here on this one. My thing is, at the end of the day, Kevin Durant is the one who, through his business manager Rich Kleiman, requested a trade. They went out and
I understand he requested a trade. They did not have to grant the request. It's simple.
But they're not granting the request. They're seeing what options are out there. They haven't granted the request yet.
That's granting the request. Why would you even go see what's out there if you don't want to grant the request?
So in other words,
why even play with it?
So, Key, in other words, you're
because
just,
now what has happened is you got him out there where everybody's saying he's soft. Twitter memes, this, that, and the other. And you want him to come back if you don't find the right team and play for you under all of that? No way. Not a chance.
Yeah, we'll continue this discussion in about 15 minutes, because it's not a case of right or wrong. It's a case about granting requests when it comes to that here regarding Kevin Durant, his trade request, and they can work out a trade from the Brooklyn Nets to have him go somewhere else. We'll do that in about 15 minutes here in Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, with Jay Williams and Keyshawn Johnson. Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, 6X and Channel 8, as well as tune in. As we transition to that later on, we transition to this right now, part of 2-A-Days in the NFL.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days, the Atlanta Falcons.
Matt Ryan recognized that they have holes at running back. They have holes along the offensive line. They have holes at wide receiver. And there was a better opportunity for him to win in Indianapolis.
The time was just right for me, and I felt like I needed to do it.
With the 74th pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Desmond Ridder, quarterback, Cincinnati.
Maybe Desmond Ridder starts week one. That could absolutely happen, too, if he beats out Marcus Mariota in training camp. We shall see.
And it's brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Let's bring in former Falcons wide receiver Harry Douglas to get so fresh and so clean to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, an organization that he used to play for in his NFL career. Harry, this team does not have Matt Ryan. They bring in Marcus Mariota, but this team played really, really well down the stretch. As an ESPN football analyst, what should be the expectations in a division where many people believe they're going to be third behind the Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC South?
So, Freddie, this is a unique situation for me because I was able to see the Falcons up and close because I did the Bill Walsh diversity internship with them. So I got to see a lot of what they're working with, to see a lot of the guys, see their work ethic, who should make some splashes, who needs work, and the whole nine. So I say going into this season, and the unique thing about it is that last year they basically had hardly anybody on their roster, and they still – I think it was week 16, if they would have won that game against Buffalo at Buffalo, the last game of the year, it would have came down to the New Orleans Saints game, who went to the playoffs. And that's the crazy thing about it, because Arthur Smith was able to do that with this team without basically a lot of talent. So going into this year, now the schedule's going to be a little bit tougher, but I think I can see this team winning 8 to 9 games. Now, is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy because this team is so youthful. They have so many young guys on the team. And I do believe this team is only going to have success as far as these young guys and how they develop and come along throughout the season.
Yeah, I think Atlanta is going to be interesting. I don't know that they'll be a better team. I don't know that they'll be better than Carolina if Carolina's healthy. Carolina has a solid defense. Christian McCaffrey obviously is a key in the offensive game planning and the things that he could do when he's healthy, and certainly help Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, whoever becomes the starter. I think Atlanta's problem is they've got to figure out, is it Desmond Ridder or is it Marcus Mariota at the quarterback position? Do they have a top-end home run hitting wide receiver? Those are the sort of things that make me question Atlanta and where we can see them not only during the beginning of the season, but toward the end. What will they become?
No, I agree with you, Key. And one of the things about the wide receiver group is that it is totally revamped from what you've seen it last year. A guy that went to your college, USC, Drake London, being able to see him every day working grind, for him to be the size that he is, 6'4", over 210 pounds, but the way he can sink his hips and run just about every route on the route tree is remarkable to me. But not only that, though, Key, he has a natural feel at the top of routes. You know, some things that you just can't teach at that position, a natural feel of being able to get open against DBs. And what's going to really help him is going against a guy like A.J. Terrell every single day and being able to battle against him. Because I think A.J. Terrell, not enough people in the NFL are actually talking about this young man, or I should say in the media, because he has played lights out football since he's been there. But here's the biggest key for me when it comes to the offensive side of the ball for the Falcons: the offensive line. And I'm going to name three players: Jalen Mayfield, who's going into his second year, Matt Hennessy, I think going into his third or fourth year, and then Caleb McGarry, the other tackle opposite of Jake Matthews. Chris Lindstrom and Jake Matthews are the two centerpieces on that offensive line. So within this offense and Arthur Smith, what he wants to do is run the football. That's the number one thing. Last year, they were 31st in the NFL in running the football with 85.4 yards a game. That cannot happen. But those three guys that I named, this offense is only going to go as far as those three guys allow them on the offensive line to go. So when you look at the backfield, you got Cordell Patterson. I do like the pickup of Damian Williams. Mm-hmm. And then Tyler Algier from BYU. The young man, that's a big boy. He's going to bruise some people when it comes to running the football. But the offensive line is the key for everything working for them defensively. Another thing that I think a lot of people need to watch out for the Falcons on the defensive side of the ball, that I think they're going to get a lot better at, is their secondary. You look at A.J. Terrell. They brought in Casey Hayward Jr. I played against Casey Hayward when I was playing in the NFL. They have a young guy named Cornell Armstrong, who I like a lot. D. Offer, who came over from the Canadian League. Another young, a guy that can return to football too, fast corner. Jalen Hawkins and Richie Grant, the two safety positions. These two guys are hybrid guys who can play in the box. They can play deep. They can go to the nickel. And then they brought in Dean Marlowe and then Eric Harris, the veterans back there on that end. But I think the secondary can be a lot better. I mean a lot better than last year, a lot better. Then you got Isaiah Oliver, who got hurt early in the year last year, who was having a good year in Dean P's system. But the way those guys are disguising coverages from me being out there and just waiting till the last minute, I like what I've seen so far from them.
Did you teach them anything?
Teach who?
The receivers.
Okay, you got to say receivers, Key. You got to be specific.
Well, I would only assume that they're going to pigeonhole you and make you coach.
Nah, Key. See, that's the thing about that organization. They don't pigeonhole people, Key. And I know more than just receivers. See?
Yeah, but you know how they do us, Harry.
Tell them, Harry.
Nah, but just giving guys insights here and there. Especially coming into the NFL, when you get down in the red zone, you're just understanding that there's less room to work with, and DBs are going to be a little bit more grabby. They're using the back end line as another defender. So it's going to be a little bit more physical. It's going to be a lot more bang-bang catches. Just little things here and there route-wise. But I think the room has gotten much better. They got Geronimo Addison, who played in Green Bay at one time, Cameron Batson, a smaller, shiftier guy. They got one guy named Hodge that came over from Detroit that I think is really interesting because his route running ability is I love his route running ability and the way he gets open. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how it's going to unfold when it comes to who makes the roster and who doesn't.
ESPN football analyst Harry Douglas joining our show right here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry, I have one burning question for you before you leave. Who has a better catalog, Jodeci or Usher?
That's Usher, man. Come on.
See? All right.
You're not saying because you're an Atlanta native.
No, Usher.
He knows
no, Usher.
He knows. I
know. Usher has a better cat. Man, Usher can play one damn album. It could probably shut a lot
Thank
of people down.
You.
Confessions.
Harry. Thank you.
Yes.
There you go, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get that hot take from Harry Douglas preaching the word?
I can't believe Keyshawn's conceding that. I thought for sure he had.
But I will tell y'all this though.
Look, man,
I can't leave you alone.
I'm not gonna argue with y'all about who's what. I can roll with Usher too.
There you go. Yeah, we're rolling. We're doing that.
Oh, hey, I got one for you, Harry.
Go ahead.
Talk to me.
You like Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember what Michael Jackson's nose used to look like?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
This dude like got one joke,
back
man.
When his skin was the same color.
This dude
color
got one joke. Oh, Harry, he got one joke. He can just keep telling the same joke over. Tell this man to get some new material.
I got to do that to Jay.
You got one
Jay,
look.
Jay want to try to be right.
Oh, my God.
Y'all so crazy, man.
Yes, they are. I'm trying to stay out of that, but it's hard, Harry. It's hard. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Take care. Be well, man.
All right, HD.
All right.
Great. Follow on Twitter, HDouglas83. Harry Douglas, ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL wide receiver, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because we know plenty of you want to weigh in about strongly disagreeing and agreeing when it comes to J. Will and Keyshawn and Brooklyn, Kevin Durant, and his future with or without that organization. We'll get to that next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And this is ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Man, I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all sleeping on 112, man. Y'all sleeping on this catalog.
Welcome to the Groove-a-thon known as Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance with J. Williams and Keyshawn Johnson. Freddie coming in from Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM and Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. About 20 minutes ago, give or take a lie or two, J. Will and Keyshawn got into a very interesting and wonderful discussion about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has made his trade request known to the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets have been unable to find it. Keep going.
No, I was talking to the control room.
You were? All right.
I'm back.
I did not singing. I get lost in the sauce on this.
I did not want to get in the middle of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max American Idol here. I wanted to allow you to make sure the judge is going to have the right determination to make sure you're going to carry on in the next week and continue and get that recording contract.
Music every day for me, man. This is who I am.
My radio career got started being a music DJ way back when in Portland, Maine. So believe me, I know where you're coming
from. As Alan Yates would say, this is my frequency. You know what I mean?
What's the frequency?
High frequency.
Yeah, because you don't want to get it wrong, because then Alan will take away your frequency, and we can't have any of that.
So, Freddie.
Yes. Yes,
so
sir.
So you, because Jay, I can't talk to him.
Okay. What's wrong with your voice? Is that pollen? What, you got allergies?
No, man, I'll explain to you. So you do understand what I'm saying about Kevin Durant.
Yeah, here's the deal, and to break it down this way. Keyshawn is basically saying that Kevin Durant has put this request out there. The Brooklyn Nets, even if they don't acquiesce to that request, they can't make that request, make it happen for Kevin Durant to be traded. How do you go back? How do you make this work? Jay is on the other side saying, hey.
You're a professional?
You're a professional, and deal with it. Key is thinking, I understand that you're a professional, but it's going to be hard to have that going forward. Am I saying that right, Key, when it comes to Kevin Durant?
Yeah. You're saying it right.
Okay.
You're saying it right because – I dated you, and I no longer date you, but I want to date you again. I mean, it doesn't work like that.
So, Freddie, I'm going to talk
to you. Feelings get involved.
Because Key doesn't like when I talk to Key, and he can't talk to me, so I have to go through you because Key can only talk to you.
Look out now.
When did, Freddie, this start to occur that Kevin Durant is the victim? Why when I hear stuff like KD is the victim, like KD was done so dirty here? Like, it's like, oh, now we fell out of love. So we fell out of love because we made a business decision that we didn't want to extend your guy for 4 years. And because now you made a business decision that you don't want to be here and you want to get a trade, we're looking for feasible options. But if we can't find the right option, all of a sudden now this just can't work. I can't ask you to be professional and do your job to get me to a point that maybe we can trade you. Like, is this how we're categorizing it now? Is this where we're at with this whole thing?
We may be, and here's why. Because we've seen that when guys get their feelings hurt, they're not like you guys back in the day when it comes to you, Key, when it comes to you, Jay. When guys get their feelings hurt, especially when they don't get what they want, the natural option, both of you gentlemen mentioned this, instead of sticking around trying to make it work, they want to find an easier situation.
Oh, no, 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 let me stop you in your tracks.
Okay.
If you told me that you were going to move me, then you better move me. Period. Period. Don't tell me you're going to move me and then tell me, well, we're going to move you when we can.
Okay, well, let me flip it.
I don't want to play for you anymore.
No, no.
But nobody said that we're going to move you. Yeah, they requested a trade.
Key, I'm going to flip it. What if you decide you make that trade request? You go to your team and say, I want out of here. But they can't trade you. They've tried to trade you. They couldn't find a reasonable working partner. Would you then say, okay, you tried to trade me. It didn't work. Are you going to go back and play and be professional? Or are you just going to say, you know what, you guys got to move on from me?
You would be professional by saying you got to move on from me. Doesn't mean that you're not professional because you say that. You don't have to play in the team. If you don't have to play to be professional. You can be professional by simply telling them to still move on from you. People think that you got to go back and play to get this professionalism that's being thrown out there. Like, you're unprofessional if you don't play. That's not true. John Wall played 5 games or whatever it was. He didn't play the entire season. Did it make him unprofessional? James Harden played a handful of games. Didn't look the same, but people said he was unprofessional. So now what?
I don't know. What do you mean? Now what? Which one is it? I think
Is James Harden unprofessional? Because everybody was saying he was unprofessional because he didn't look a certain way.
The way James Harden went about it with the Houston Rockets, I did not think was professional. The way John Wall went about it with the Rockets in communication with Raphael Stone, their GM, did seem to be a little bit more professional to me. So I do think how you handle it matters. Now, if you decide not to play, understand that that changes the situation, it changes the conversation, and maybe we have to go to arbitration with the NBA. Maybe we have to figure this out. Like, so this is a game of poker. So if you're going to play your hand, I could play my hand. Like, this is how negotiations work, right, when it's all said and done. So I hear what you're saying, Key, but, you know, for every decision, there's a repercussion, and that could be one of the repercussions from that decision.
But you don't ask to be traded, Jay, if you don't want to be traded. No one says, trade me, and they still happy with an organization.
Well, remember this. Kobe Bryant did the same thing.
Different. And how's I'll stop you before you even get started.
Okay, how is that different than what Kevin Durant did with the
Kevin
Brooklyn
Nets? Because what Kobe Bryant did was he went to late Dr. Jerry Buss. And he said to Dr. Jerry Buss, if y'all don't get me some people in here to help me, you should trade me. I don't want to be in this situation. Dr. Buss said, just like I said, the Brooklyn Nets should have told Kevin Durant, we're not trading you. And Dr. Buss went and got Powell, and they went on to win championships. Kevin Durant is not a free agent. Kevin Durant went in there and said, hey, move me because I don't want to deal with this situation. And everybody figures the situation is because Kyrie's not getting the money. I don't know. Maybe that is the situation. It certainly smells that way. Different situation than Kobe Bryant.
All right.
Way different. So, and the reason I stopped you is because Big Perk tried that yesterday. I had to tell him, that's not it.
Don't put me in Big Perk's category. I'm trying to stay away from that. I'm trying to stay away from that, even though you're right from that standpoint. We're going to take people's calls on this. Go ahead, real quick.
I just want to ask Key, what do you do in this situation? Okay, so Key, you and your team requested a trade, okay? And I said, you know what? Like, I think I would love to have you here. But let us see. If you're that adamant about it, let us see. So I go out and I kind of take a survey of the landscape. And then I come back to you and be like, you know what? We can't get anywhere close to the value that we will get for you, Kevin.
Yeah.
So I understand
You know what I would say before you continue, Jay?
What?
All right, cool. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. See, when you publicly start going out and doing it, that's different than you and I saying this is the situation. I've been traded before. And it was like, okay, I'm out of here. Okay, let me go. Don't say anything. Let's just see what it is. Boom, boom, bam. That's different than granting you your wish.
But Key, I never
rescinding your wish.
I never
because I can't get what I want.
They granted Kyrie the option to go out and find a right trade partner. Kevin Durant and his team are the ones that came out and requested a trade. The Brooklyn Nets never came out and said, we are going to trade Kevin Durant. Like, they're actually taking income offers on what it may be. So, like, they never made a bold statement by saying, we're trading Kevin Durant. That's Kevin Durant's team come out and saying they're requesting a trade.
That they requested a trade, but you grant the request by even entertaining other teams. You say no. No, I'm not trading you.
And let chips fall where they may. They use that.
Yes. We're not trading you. We're going to go out and we're going to trade for Donovan Mitchell to make this team better. We're going to trade for such and such to make it better for you. That's what I'm talking about. Not dangling you out there. Oh, well, we're going to talk to Miami and see if we can get Bam out of Bayou.
Conversations happen around players all day, every day.
Well, we can't change it, though, Jay. Now you're changing it.
But Key, they're not dangling him out there. They're having private conversations. Things get reported, and that becomes rumors that circulate on the social media. But you haven't heard the Brooklyn Nets come out with open statements?
No. Woj and Wendy,
yes,
to me, aren't rumors. To me, it's facts.
They're reporting what they're hearing.
Yeah, but they got a little more insight than the normal internet people.
Yeah, you mean those dot-comers and all that stuff? We're going to take people's calls on this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 regarding Kevin Durant, the future, and what the Brooklyn Nets should have done. We're going to do
that. Not the rapper
future. Yeah, that's true.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. Would you ref an NBA game if you got the opportunity, like Richard Jefferson did in the second half of the Portland Trail Blazers New York Knicks game, part of the Summer League last night?
I would do it in a heartbeat. You know why? Because I'm a student of the game. And he actually said something that really blew my mind on this, Freddie. He said, I do this because not many people would dare put themselves in this position. The more info I have, the more informed I am as a broadcaster.
Okay.
Which is actually smart.
Yeah, very smart.
And I've talked to refs around the league in different sports. It's amazing how much anger they get from people and the judgments that you have to make in split seconds on some of the best athletes on this planet.
Yeah, in a small amount of space. Now, Keyshawn, would you do it?
No. Yeah. Not touching it.
not even close.
For
you.
I don't need to be smart. I'm not doing it. Just not doing it.
I refereed basketball games for 2 years, Division II, Division III in New York, and I said to myself, it wasn't the coach and the players that were the problem. They understand. They understand the game. I had a nun yell at me one time. Mm. I'm not going to say the schools that the game I was refereeing, but if she had cursed, that would have been great. If I could get a nun to curse, that's all right by me. But she actually yelled at me, and I looked at her and I said, wait a minute, you're in the habit, and you can't really go back at a nun. It won't end well. It really won't.
You need to. It'll go viral. Yeah, That's what it would go.
This is back before any of that, before social media. We're talking about this is in the late 90s when I did this. But there's no – even if you're right, you're wrong if you go back at a nun. There's no easy way to do that. There's no way to do that.
See, I like the trash talking that comes along with it. So how do you not take stuff personal?
So it was fans easy, are talking to you, or players are talking trash to you. Like, how do you remain objective?
Well, I don't know how guys do in the NBA. You're right there.
And that's why I couldn't do it, because I don't have time for people. I know what I used to say to referees, and nope, not going to happen.
What's the worst thing you said to a referee?
I mean, I said a bunch of stuff, but I'm talking about, like, the worst thing?
Yeah.
I don't know the worst thing. I said some bad things.
Okay.
I like the way he counts that.
What?
It wasn't worse,
it wasn't good.
It wasn't good either.
What's the worst thing you said?
I mean, I done called him blind. I done called him.
Right.
I done called him everything you could think of.
A lot of things not for TV and radio.
Jay, what's the worst thing you said to the referee?
I never really blacked out on refs. I mean, I mean, I probably cursed him out walking away.
Okay.
But no, I cursed him out in their face.
Yeah, see, I
ain't no walking, ain't no mumbling under my breath. I done went at him.
Yeah, there's no point for me to go at him because I didn't want to get tech.
Why am I not surprised that that's your approach and that was Key's approach? Why am I not surprised by that?
I mean, I wasn't playing with them. Listen, you messing with my life, either, man. Trying to win a damn championship and you out here acting like you saw something.
Thanks for being a part of it. Allow it to be a part of you. It is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams. Absolutely. Well done. Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in. It's time for you to weigh in. Do you understand what Keyshawn Johnson was trying to say when it comes to the Brooklyn Nets, that when Kevin Durant made that trade request, they should have said, no, you're going to play for us. And if they can't make a trade, they're going to have to try to go forward, and it's going to be hard for them to do that. Jay Will says, you got to be professional because you put it out there, Kevin Durant, and if you could not get your wish, you got to go forward and see if that's exactly going to work. 888-729-3776. Scott in Arizona, what you got?
First of all, let me preface this with Shy. Okay?
Shy
over Jodeci and Usher.
I'm not mad at you, Scott. All right.
Go on.
And secondly, Jay, you don't understand. I just don't think you understand what Keyshawn's really trying to say here. Is that
help me?
And I'm not going to use a big word, acquiesce, ask, whatever. It's real simple. He went and said, "I want to trade because I'm not happy about XYZ." Who gives a damn what it is?
Okay.
The bottom line is that ownership could have told him, "No, suck it up."
How do you know they did it? How do you know they did it multiple times?
No, hold on. When, ownership could have said, grab a straw, suck it up. No. You play for us. You just signed a contract. Stop being a big baby. But he has went and asked for the trade. Ownership has obliged him. Okay, that's a big word. I can't smell it. But and now the media is in a frenzy of, Kevin Durant, he's a big baby. He don't want to be there because
Hold on, Scott. I'm going to allow Scott to reply. Scott, I'm going to put you on. What if they told Kevin Durant they weren't going to trade him before that? And then KD and his team came out and said, we're requesting a trade publicly.
How do you know that's not true, though? He's got to go back, and now he's got this moniker that, he's a big
this
baby
what?
Now.
What'd you just say?
Moniker. Good word, by the way.
Okay, you're using a lot of big words. Or somebody say you're going to use big words.
Man, you two have been watching Jeopardy way too
much. Lies, and more lies.
But that's all I was saying, trying to get Jay to understand. When Jay losing the conversation, Jay going to try to spin it every way he can.
No, Key, just because you tell people what I do or what you think I do doesn't mean it happens. All I'm just trying to tell you is there's a reason why KD and his team came out publicly and requested a trade. You could have requested a trade right to your team, right?
But it's not about coming out publicly, Jay. It's about the team simply saying no.
But, Key, you don't know they didn't say that. No, you're assuming, Key.
As soon as Kevin Durant and his Rich Kleiman or whoever in management and all that said it, Sean Marks and them had to do was say, we're not trading Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is not for trade. And that's it. But they left it open. And now you got Wendy and company chasing the story, finding out information, reporting the information back. Then you got us reporting on it. Then you got all of the social media people
treating Kevin Durant as such, as a baby and this and that and blah, 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 blah. Got to go back and get him to come back. If you can't find a trade partner, you got to now have him come back and try to play under all of that?
Key,
interesting to me.
You're wrong. I think the majority would agree with me. Rob in the Bronx, what do you say?
Well done.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's good? How are you?
Honestly, the way I feel about it is that, you know, Kevin Durant signed the contract, so he's got to obligated to follow it, you know? Honestly, Key, you sound like you're entitled, you know?
I am entitled. I am entitled. I am. Absolutely.
I get it. You're entitled, but, you know, you lived a life where you made a lot of money, and Kevin Durant's in the same situation. If you want to keep making money, you already signed a four-year contract. 4 years, not one left, not two, but 4 years left. You know, you got to honor it in some way. And Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the league. If you can't get what you can get for him, come on, look what Rudy Gobert went for. Mm. You're never going to get what you want for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you could keep him and don't get anything out of it either. Now what?
Jack in Arkansas, what do you got?
Oh, Jay just took over.
No, I'm going to let the people talk. That's what happens when you start disagreeing with people, Key. You start interjecting and talking, you know. I just want the people to talk.
Jack in Arkansas. Hey. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I can understand both points here, but my whole thing with this is that, and I'll preface this by saying I'm a Warriors fan, and they're not going to trade six or seven guys for Kevin Durant. The bottom line is I understand both sides of it, but Kevin, he requested a trade. That's all he did, was requested a trade. If he can either play with them or he doesn't have to play. He signed with the contract, and if I'm the Nets, I'm looking at my team, and I got Durant, Irving, and Ben Simmons. Do I have a better chance of winning the championship next year with those guys, or do I have a better chance of trading the house and bringing in a bunch of players and prolonging an attempt to make to win an NBA title for 5 or 6 or 7 years? I mean, I'm not going to do it.
I hate that you dropped out because we're up against it, but I will say this, based on the reactions that both you guys were able to generate, we're going to discuss that when it comes to the future of Kevin Durant. What if the Brooklyn Nets are unable to trade him? Then we'll find out an answer to that question. Now what? Involving that and Kevin Durant and maybe Kyrie Irving as well. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman for Max Kellerman. This is Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.